It's the best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Good morning, Megan. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
So tell us what's going on.
So a couple weeks ago, I met this really great guy. His name is Gerard. And last week, he finally asked me out for drinks, and we went for drinks. It was really nice. We laughed. We joked around. And I felt a spark, so I invited him back to my place.
Okay.
We went back to my place, and I was, you know, hoping we'd get have a little fun. And as soon as we got there, his face changed, and he said that his stomach wasn't feeling well.
Uh-oh.
And I thought, maybe it was something he ate. And I said, are you sure? Is there something I can give you? He's like, no. I just need to go home, but I'll keep in touch. I'll be in touch with you. And he left as soon as he possibly could. And I got a little worried. So I called the next day to see if he was okay. He didn't call me back. And then I texted him a couple times and
nothing.
He still didn't get back to me. So it's been about a week and I haven't heard from him at all.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's see what's going on with old Gerard, shall we?
Okay.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Gerard?
Yeah, this is Gerard.
This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. I wanted to see how you were feeling. I actually heard that you got pretty sick on your date the other night.
Well, thank you. Actually, I'm feeling fine.
Really? Megan, who you went out with, said that you kind of ran out pretty quick. You weren't feeling well.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, you know what? You would, too, if you saw what I saw.
Okay, so what did you see? That definitely piques my interest.
Well, yeah, she's got, like, 6 cats.
So you're not, like, a cat guy? There's nothing wrong with 6 cats, I mean, right?
No, cats are fine. And she even called herself a cat lady while we were on our date, and I was like, okay, whatever. But these cats, were dead.
What? She had dead cats in her place?
Yeah, dead and stuffed and just sitting there all over her living room, like 6 or 7 cats.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's crazy. So they were stuffed.
Totally. I immediately got the psycho vibe, and I freaked out, and I said, my stomach hurts, and I got in my car, and I peeled out.
Wow, okay. Well, let's find out what this cat lady has to say about this. Megan?
I can't believe this. Are you being serious right now? They're not just dead cats lying around. These are my babies. They've been taxidermied. It's hygienic. What is wrong with you?
They're preserved. I get it. So they were your cats? Like, you owned them at one point?
So these were all my babies since I was born. I've always loved cats. And when they die, I don't have the heart to give them away or give them up or bury them or burn them or whatever people do with cats.
Okay.
So I taxiderm it, and they're with me for the rest of my life.
Insane.
You're insane. That's not insane. Have you ever loved a pet?
Okay, so Megan, please tell me you don't stuff these yourself, right?
No, of course not. I go to a professional taxidermist.
Okay. So, Megan, were you going to hook up with Gerard before he left?
Well, that's the thing. I don't understand. Like, we had a really good vibe going. I was like, yeah, you know, I thought this dude would just be happy with the fact that he's going to get some. He's going to get lucky.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't do that.
Okay.
That was too weird.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to throw this out there. I feel like, Gerard, a lot of guys in your situation probably would have just sucked it up if they thought they were actually going to get lucky, maybe. Am I wrong? I'm probably wrong, huh?
Yeah, you're wrong. I mean, honestly, I don't know if I psychologically could have done it with, you know, those cold, dead eyes looking at me the whole time.
Oh, my.
They do not have cold, dead eyes. They are brilliant and they're beautiful.
I was talking about you.
Oh, my.
Oh, nice. Very nice. You know what? I'm so glad we didn't hook up. You don't deserve me. You deserve someone with no heart.
Well, I'm just going to say that I am assuming it's best that you guys didn't hook up, and there's not going to be a second date, correct?
Oh, no.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Not with him.
Alrighty then.
Okay, are they gone?
Yeah, they're gone. They're gone.
What? I am totally on his side. If I even, like,
really?
I don't care if I thought I was going to get lucky 15 times. Gone forever. Bye.
That is kind of a lot.
That is
7, 8
a
cats.
Lot. Are you serious? And they're stuffed?
I mean, people do it all the time. You
no.
have animals.
Crazy
you have,
people do it.
No,
psychopaths.
You don't. They have elephant heads or they have tiger heads.
Way different than stuffing your pet cat.
Okay.
Way different.
So would one be okay, you think?
No.
Okay. Well, it's probably best
weird.
They didn't work out. Okay.
Mandy in the Morning.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 on your 106.3.